I'm Dan Clefstad. Illinois schools will have to provide at least 5 hours of instruction every day, whether it's in a classroom or on the job. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill restoring that requirement, which was dropped when the new school funding formula was adopted. But this time, the requirement comes with added flexibility. Jeffrey Aronowski is with the State Board of Education. He says many schools already provide more than 5 teaching hours per day and can now meet that demand in other ways, like dual credit or career development courses.
The wheels are turning about creative ways to reach kids, not creative ways to just have a day of instruction and call it a day, right? But actually unique ways to make sure that students are engaged in learning and don't miss a day that would otherwise be an enriching activity.
The new law, which takes effect in July, also addresses snow days and other unforeseen closures. Districts will now be able to offer their students classes over the internet when they aren't able to meet at school. In other news, officials at the Department of Corrections insist that more than 200 books removed from a college in prison program library were not properly reviewed. But an attorney who is suing the department says state prisons aren't following the agency's publication review policy. Lee Gaines has more.
Alan Mills is the attorney behind 3 censorship lawsuits against IDOC. He's with the Chicago-based Uptown People's Law Center. He says the removal of the books at the Danville prison is an extreme example of censorship in prisons across Illinois.
Book removals, books being mailed in, everything else. It's a haphazard system, which is mostly done by whoever happens to open the mail. There's really no process at all that happens.
Mills made his comments on the 21st show. The Illinois Department of Corrections has invited the college and prison program, called the Education Justice Project, to submit the removed books through a review process. I'm Lee Gaines.
A group that represents alumni at Western Illinois University is urging the president to resign. The Alumni Council last week sent a resolution to school trustees saying Jack Thomas should quit or be fired by the end of the month. The group says the university should focus on academic programs that will make it a leader in key areas. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police are continuing their search for a missing child. Police say 7-year-old Patrice Dotson was last seen around 6 o'clock Monday evening in the 600 block of West Cherry Street. Dotson is described as being 4 feet tall, weighing about 70 pounds. She has brown eyes and braided black hair and was last seen wearing gray shorts, a white t-shirt, and pink shoes. The child is believed to still be in the Carbondale area. She has a developmental disability and can be nonverbal at times. Anyone with information is asked to call Carbondale Police at 457-3200. You can find pictures of Patrice Dotson at our website. In Alexander County, a post on Facebook indicates the mayor of East Cape Girardeau is issuing an evacuation for the East Cape Trailer Park. Power to that trailer park is set to be shut off this morning for safety. There is no levee breach. This is for the trailer park only, and due to deep water in that area. Water's been creeping up on Route 3 in several places around McClure and Gale. A flagger started directing traffic on Route 3, yesterday, where water covered the road in the northbound lanes just south of the Route 3 Highway 146 intersection. Some other places are also almost covered to the center line, especially on the northbound side of the highway. In other areas, it's just beginning to touch the white line on the shoulder. Warning signs mark trouble areas. Route 3 is still drivable.